something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
These is the continuation of the message, Three Kinds of Wisdom.
Hallelujah. The book of Colossians. I want you to look first from chapter 1. Or maybe before I take you there, go to chapter 2. Let's speak two things here. Hallelujah. Ooh, mine, oh mine. I'll read from verse 1, chapter 2. For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh. And that word sometimes is pronounced Laodicea by some, okay? Verse 2. That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Now that verse sounds big, but we'll break it, okay? Now look at verse 3. The last word in verse 2 is what? Give it to me. Come on.
Christ.
What's the last word in verse 2?
Christ.
Okay. Verse 3. In whom? Christ in whom? Hid. Hey. 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 Christ in whom? In whom hid. All right. He, oh my goodness. Oh, calm down, calm down. Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I feel like tearing everything. Did you notice he didn't say Jesus in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge? Did you notice that? He says Christ. He says the Father and then Christ. Christ in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. The word, the Greek word for wisdom here is Sophia, S-O-P-H-I-A, all right? Sophia. Sophia means insight into reality. It means all the collective understanding of all things. Are you getting this? Sophia is the insight into reality. For example, you look at this from there, all you see is the shape, you see the color, and then they tell you what it is. But the next thing you're going to know is you're going to have all the information that you can get. All right? Now the word, he says, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. He says, Sophia and Gnosis. meaning all information that you could ever mentally assemble. You get it? Now, insight, it says insight into reality. You know exactly what every element there represents. You know beyond what can be seen. You know beyond the description of the senses. And yet you have all the information of the senses. All the information that you could ever get from the earth realm. You're looking at scholastic erudition, where you play with your mind and you can communicate it mentally. But then it says wisdom, where you go beyond what could be explained humanly. Look at this. Here the children of Israel are not only weak and armless, defenseless, they have no way to go. The Egyptians are coming after them. And this is no ordinary story. This is reality. The Egyptian army of the day was the world power. And they were coming after these slaves to take them back to bondage. And they're about to throw stones at Moses to kill him. They said, "You brought us out here to destroy us. We want to go back to Egypt." They were scared because Pharaoh's chariots were coming, charging towards them. And the Red Sea was in front of them. There was nowhere to go. They were doomed. Now, Moses starts to pray now. He says, "Oh God, do something." God said, "Moses, don't pray now." He said, "This is not the time to pray." He said, "Tell the people to go forward." To where? The sea was right in front of them. And he said, "Tell the people to go forward." Oh, Lord Jesus. Into the sea? To where? God said, "Moses, stretch your hand over the water and divide it." Now, look at it. With all the gnosis, I'm talking about mental activity, all the knowledge that you could ever get from thinking, from working out in your mind, all the information of science, calculate everything together, you cannot divide that sea. Not so fast. For 6 million Jews to go through on dry ground, how are you going to do it? What you need is the wisdom of the insight into reality to see beyond all the calculations of physics. Do you understand? He says, "Stretch your hand over the water and divide it." Miracles are not magics. They are things that are based on spiritual laws of wisdom. Do you understand? They're not things that you said, "Oh, they just happened. Well, God just made it happen." No, it's based on spiritual laws. It's when you operate at a higher realm of life. There are physical laws, but there are spiritual laws. He says, "Stretch your hand over the water and divide it." And then, you see, he was training Moses on the miraculous. And Moses stretched his hand over the water. And the Bible says, when he did, a strong wind from the presence of God surged through the water and parted it this way and that. And the water stayed like that. Stood up all night long until the children of Israel went through on dry ground. And after the last man had gone out, and the last man of Egypt, because Egypt went after them in the water, on the dry ground. After the last man of Egypt was inside, the first man of Egypt was inside, but the last man of Israel was outside. God said, Moses, hey, hey. He says, stretch your hand. Let the water come back. And the water came down and covered them. And the army of Egypt perished in one day. How do you explain it? I told you about the axe head that Elisha made to swim. Elisha, the axe head, metal, axe head, heavy axe head. He caused it to come up, to float. How? He didn't pray. Sophia. Are you still there? The wisdom of God. Insight into reality. Look at, they came to Jesus. They said, Master, Master, him whom thou lovest is sick. Lazarus is sick. Please come and heal him. Jesus said, all right, no problem. He didn't go. He delayed. Lazarus died. Then Jesus called his disciples together. He said, let's go to Bethany. Why? He says, our friend Lazarus is sleeping. And I want to go and wake him up. They said, Master, if he's sleeping, that's all right. Why do I have to go there? He said, don't you understand? He's dead. And I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there. He said, let's go. Now, Jesus went there. He said, I'm going to wake him up. He had told them when they came to him and said, he's sick and dying. He said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. The man died. Somebody said, I even had a prophecy that the job was mine. At the end, somebody else got it. I can't understand all these things. Shut up. Shut up. Operate with Sophia. Insight into reality.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@lovell360.com.